Time Warner Audiobooks presents Little Scarlet, written by Walter Mosley and read by Michael Boatman.
Chapter 1. The morning air still smelled of smoke, wood ash mainly, but there was also the acrid stench of burnt plastic and paint, and even though I knew it couldn't be true, I thought I caught a whiff of putrid flesh from under the rubble across the street. The hardware store and Bernard's stationery store were both completely gutted. The Gonzalez Market had been looted, but only a part of its roof had been scorched. The corner building, however, Lucky Dime Liquors, had been burned to the ground. Manny Massman was down in the rubble with his two sons, kicking the metal fixtures. At one point, the middle-aged store owner lowered his head and cried. His sons put their hands on his shoulders. I understood how he felt. He had everything in that liquor store, his whole life. And now, after a 5-day eruption of rage that had been simmering for centuries, he was penniless and destitute. In his mind, he hadn't done a thing wrong to anyone down in Watts. He had never even thought about calling someone a nigger or boy. But the men and women down around Central and 86th Place took everything of Manny's that they could carry, then smashed and burned the rest. 4 young black men passed in front of the liquor lot. One of them shouted something at the white man. Manny barked back. The youths stopped.